Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Anytime a gaming company announces one of their biggest IPs is getting a sequel, we get hyped. But because the developing process for any mainstream game takes years, we have to remember to be patient. So we wait. We wait and we wait and then we wait some more. We wait so long it starts to feel like this proposed follow-up is never coming out. And that's when we realize the cold hard truth. It's never going to. Whether these particular sequels are considered officially cancelled or not, it's a safe bet we'll never get a chance to play them. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best video game sequels you'll never play. Number 10, Super Mario RPG 2. Even though Super Mario is best known for his platforming skills, the Italian plumber is always eager to branch out to other genres, including fighting, racing, and puzzle. Nevertheless, Nintendo fans were pretty surprised to see the mustachioed mascot in a role-playing game co-created by Squaresoft. What surprised fans more is how Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars was amazing. Every aspect of this turn-based title was praised because of its creative gameplay, hilarious humor, complex story, catchy music, and distinctive aesthetic. Super Mario RPG was regarded as one of the most underrated SNES games. Squaresoft was so happy with it that the president at the time, Hiroshi Suzuki, approached Nintendo to make a sequel before SMRPG was even released. But after Squaresoft moved away from Nintendo to work with Sony, that ship sailed. Nintendo still wanted to make a follow-up, but hit a snag since Squaresoft owned the copyright to key characters. As a result, Nintendo devised a spiritual successor called Paper Mario. Even though the Paper Mario franchise and other turn-based games like the Mario and Luigi games sold well and received favorable reviews, Super Mario RPG is still the best of the bunch, which is why it's a pity it didn't receive a sequel. Number 9, Earthbound 64. Earthbound is an RPG on the Super Nintendo. Yes, we have a little bit of a theme going right now, which centers around a psychic boy called Nez who must stop a comic destroyer called Gygas. Earthbound was a hit in Japan, but a commercial failure in America. But over time, Earthbound gained recognition from the Western world, and it wasn't long before everyone was clamoring for a sequel. Originally, the head developer, Shigesato Itoi, intended the follow-up to be on the SNES. But after he thought the sequel would work better in a 3D environment, he began development on Earthbound 64, which would be playable on the Nintendo 64's add-on, the 64DD. But after the disc drive tanked, the developers shifted course so the game could come out on the regular N64. Because the game was only 60% done by the time the N64 approached the end of its life cycle, it had to be scrapped. 3 years later, Itoi reworked his project into a 2D game for the Game Boy Advance called Mother 3. It was only physically released in Japan, so the rest of the world had to wait until it was released on the virtual console years later to get their hands on it. Even though Earthbound technically received a sequel, the 3D version never materialized. Number 8, Mega Man Legends 3. During the 1980s and 1990s, Mega Man was among the most popular action platformers. So when big franchises like Super Mario and Final Fantasy transitioned to 3D, the Blue Bomber did the same with the spin-off series Mega Man Legends. Even though the PC and N64 versions were dire, the PlayStation port received positive reviews, inspiring a sequel on the system 2 years later. But when Legends 2 underperformed, it didn't look like a third outing would be likely. But after a decade-long hiatus, the series' producer, Keiji Inafune, announced Mega Man Legends 3 for the 3DS was a go. Now, fans are usually skeptical when a long-awaited sequel is announced, simply because it sounds too good to be true. However, these concerns were seemingly put to rest since Capcom was so hands-on with this project. Not only did they set up a website to keep gamers updated with Legends 3's development, they kept the fans entertained with contests, polls, and events. But it was all for naught. 1 year later, a message was posted on the site, bluntly stating that Legends 3 hadn't, quote, met the required criteria, causing it to be nixed. Number 7. Tekken Cross Street Fighter. You might be wondering, wait, didn't Tekken Cross Street Fighter come out a decade ago? No, that was Street Fighter Cross Tekken, which was developed by Capcom. The tag team fighting game was supposed to have a follow-up, confusingly called Tekken Cross Street Fighter, which would have been developed by Namco. Although its predecessor had a cartoony ink-like aesthetic, this cancelled sequel would have had the combatants look more akin to Tekken's realistic style. The game was first announced in 2010, 2 years before Street Fighter Cross Tekken was released. Tekken Cross Street Fighter was supposed to be released on the PS3 and Xbox 360, but delays forced it to be repurposed for the PS4 and Xbox One. Because Tekken creator Katsuhiro Harada was working on Tekken 7 at the time, it was decided to put Tekken Cross Street Fighter on hold in 2016, when it was only 30% complete. In 2021, Harada assured listeners on his YouTube show that the crossover was shelved, not cancelled. But considering we haven't seen a single photo or video in over a decade, it looks like Tekken Cross Street Fighter is gone for good. Number 6. Half-Life 3. Valve are so freaking good at cancelling games, it's actually kind of impressive. Between 2007's Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and 2020's Half-Life Alyx, the company axed 5 games in the franchise, including Half-Life 2 Episode 3 and the fabled Half-Life 3. Because there are so few details about this threequel, some gamers aren't sure if it existed to begin with. But rest assured, Half-Life 3 is real, or at least it was. The third entry in Valve's most famous series began development 6 years after Episode 2's release. Like Left 4 Dead, the game would have had procedurally generative levels, meaning the structure of buildings and the placement of hostages, weapons, and enemies would be different upon every playthrough. Sadly, development was abandoned after a year and has remained in limbo ever since. Even though the team behind Alyx stated they want to make more Half-Life games, fans are no longer optimistic at Half-Life 3 ever seeing the light of day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Number 5. Donkey Kong Racing. Mario Kart 64 was among the most anticipated games for the Nintendo 64 because, well, it's Mario Kart. However, gamers were more impressed by Rare's Diddy Kong Racing, which came out around the same time. With its complex single-player mode, epic boss battles, unique weapon system, and secrets galore, it's no surprise DKR took the crown for best racer on the console. So when Rare announced a sequel during E3 in 2001 for the GameCube called Donkey Kong Racing, fans were thrilled. Although the developers could have just thrown together more of the same, this game had a unique angle. Each racer rode animals instead of vehicles. But after Rare became a first-person company for Microsoft, nothing came of Donkey Kong Racing, save for a teaser. The developers tried to rework the game into a new project called Saberman Stampede, but this iteration was ultimately cancelled. Number 4. Beautiful Joe 3. During the millennium, Capcom released 5 supposedly exclusive games for the GameCube, known as the Capcom 5. Although Resident Evil 4 was the most successful of Capcom's quintet, another game which received heavy praise was Beautiful Joe. The side-scrolling beat-em-up follows a guy called Joe who finds himself being sucked into the world of movies, allowing him to use cinematic techniques like slow-mo, close-ups, and fast-forward to bash foes and complete puzzles. Beautiful Joe stood out due to its cel-shaded graphics, awesome soundtrack, innovative mechanics, rock-hard bosses, and cheeky meta-humor. Sadly, Beautiful Joe was a game too weird to market, causing it to suffer in sales. But because it was cheap to develop, it made just enough profit to warrant a sequel. Sadly, the sales were worse this time around. It sold terribly in the UK, failing to crack the 40 best-selling games released that week. Even though Beautiful Joe 2 concludes by setting up a third game, it never came to be. 2 spin-offs called Beautiful Joe Red Hot Rumble and Beautiful Joe Double Trouble were released soon after, but they didn't follow the plot of the previous 2 entries, leaving our titular hero's story unfinished. Number 3. Eternal Darkness 2 – Shadow of the Eternals. Despite the fact Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem didn't sell well on the GameCube, anyone who played the Lovecraftian-inspired horror knew it was destined to become a classic. The rich storyline, haunting atmosphere, unnerving music, and iconic Sanity system made Eternal Darkness an absolute triumph. In 2006, the lead designer Dennis Dyack announced a follow-up was on the cards, getting fans hyped beyond measure. But since few details were given for the next few years, Eternal Darkness looked like it was doomed to be a standalone. But when Nintendo trademarked the game's title in 2011, things seemed positive. Sadly, that hope was dashed when the developers, Silicon Knights, filed for bankruptcy in 2013. That same year, Dyack formed a new company called Precursor Games, staffed with former employees of Silicon Knights. They then initiated a crowdfunding campaign hoping to develop Eternal Darkness's spiritual successor, Shadow of the Eternals, for the PC and the Wii U. Due to a lack of finances, Precursor Games was dissolved within a year, and Dyack formed a new company called Quantum Entanglement Entertainment. 4 years later, QEE was also shut down, bringing production on Eternal Darkness's successor to a close. Number 2. Fez 2. In 2012, indie game designer Phil Fish released the puzzle platformer Fez. The gaming community fell in love with the game, causing it to sell 1 million copies in 18 months, a colossal achievement for an indie. The following year, Fez 2 was officially revealed during a press conference at E3, but only 1 month later, Fez 2 was irreversibly terminated. So, what happened? In a nutshell, the sequel was axed because of a tweet. If that sounds like an oversimplification, the full explanation isn't much better. You see, Fish was legendary for getting into volatile spats on Twitter. A month after Fez 2 was announced, Braid creator Jonathan Blow tweeted Fish asking what his thoughts were on a policy regarding the Xbox One. When Fish dismissed Blow's queries, journalist Marcus Beer criticized the Fez creator on his show, Invisible Walls. Fish was so furious with Beer's remarks, he cancelled Fez 2 only a month after it was revealed, and quit the gaming industry entirely. Number 1. Batman Project Sabbath. Batman Arkham Knight was supposed to serve as the final installment in the Arkham series, but considering how groundbreaking the tetralogy was, we all assumed a new action-adventure revolving around the Dark Knight was inevitable. But WB Games Montreal, who worked on Arkham Origins, went in a different direction by developing the upcoming game Gotham Knights, which focuses on Batman's sidekicks protecting the city after Bruce Wayne dies. Even though the previews of this game are impressive, fans were disheartened that they wouldn't see the Caped Crusader again. But before finalizing Gotham Knights, WB Games Montreal were working on a different Batman IP called Project Sabbath. Much like the animated series Batman Beyond, the game centered around an elderly Bruce Wayne training his son Damian to become the new Batman. Leaked concept art of a bearded Bruce Wayne donning his Batsuit suggests the player would have taken control of the original Batman as well as Damian. Considering every DC fan wants a game inspired by Batman Beyond, it's baffling why WB Games Montreal decided to shelve Project Sabbath indefinitely. Were they worried it would be too successful?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.